Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
There's something unique and special about small towns, and I want you to brag on your own, okay? So 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Because there's probably something your small town does that you would never in a million years see in a larger city.
Like something quirky?
Yes. I'm talking about the little idiosyncrasies, little quirks, the quaintness of a small town and things you would see, for instance, in a 4th of July parade like I saw over the vacation.
Okay.
So my 2-year-old and I hopped on a flight, very quick one, to get from here to Lexington, Kentucky, and then took a quick little 30-minute jaunt south because, you know, Lexington's the big city. So we had to go to the holy city, which is Wilmore, which is home of Asbury Theological Seminary. And there is no drinking there. It's a dry city. They have 2 stoplights. You're either born on one side of the tracks or the other. And so we go to visit my mom. So Jimmy can see Granny, see Grandma, Papa in Springfield, and then see his cousins. And my mother was so excited because my 2-year-old was going to be able to watch and participate in Wilmore's 4th of July parade.
Okay.
Yes. So we go to Tommy's house. He's got a big old red tractor in the front yard with his American flag on it. We're sitting there, and we're very excited because this year they changed the parade route. So we're at the front of the parade, so we were able to get out of there because it was hot.
And how long is the parade route in, what's the name of this?
Wilmore.
Wilmore.
It was probably a solid 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like 3 floats.
No. Well, there wasn't any floats.
I thought you were going to say 3 bicycles.
No. There wasn't any, from what I recall, there weren't any floats. Every fire truck, ambulance, there is a police ice cream truck that also went by.
A police ice cream truck.
Yes. It's like an ice cream truck sponsored by the police. So, yeah, it was.
That's different.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like that.
And then, you know, there's some cars with some notable figures. I do not know who they were.
Is this the kind of town where, like, the mayor also cuts hair on the weekend?
Probably.
And is also working the front desk at the Holiday Inn?
Maybe.
That was long work.
There was some... a ton of tractors. Oh, my gosh. There was a whole tractor brigade. And I'm talking about... We are talking about some massive John Deere, huge wheels, like, monster tractors, right?
Jimmy must have loved that.
Some of the tractors were so big, they freaked him out a little bit.
Really?
And everybody's... It's all about throwing candy. So they just throw a ton of candy to all the kids. There's also, I think, a swim team or a church league that like has super soakers that squirts everybody.
Same difference. Swim team, church. It's a church league swim team, actually.
That are squirting people, apparently.
That sounds wrong.
They just said that. They did. They were squirting left and right. All right.
Save that.
But the highlight of this parade was the lawnmower brigade.
Okay.
Now, I tagged Mo and Bert in this because I posted this video on my Instagram story. And I'm like, Bert, you might have Tokyo. Mo, you might have Greece. But I have the Wilmore Lawnmower Brigade.
You know what? We're both going to give that to you.
Thank you.
Didn't fight it at all.
So I'm talking, there's probably like 20 men who are in white button-up shirts and shorts. Some of the shirts had the sleeves cut off and they're wearing ties. And they all have their lawnmowers that they mow their lawns with. and there is a conductor in the front, and he is walking backwards with a whistle in his mouth, hands in the air. There is classical music blaring. Maybe the Valkyrie song. I don't even remember, but like classical music is blaring, and you hear him blow his whistle. And then that's when the choreographed lawnmower dance begins.
Okay.
And they start going right, and then they go left, and they do some lawnmower donuts. And they're all just, I mean, it was.
Were they all like, was it in perfect synchronized yes. lawn mowing fashion?
It was amazing. So I would just like to brag on Wilmore's Lawnmower Brigade. So again, any small town niche 855 bird show, because again, yeah, you had Tokyo.
Yep.
Yeah. You had Greece.
Yeah.
Grant, you had Palm Beach.
Yeah, I did.
Abby. I had the Lawnmower Brigade.
There is something about small towns that years ago I would have said I could never, ever, ever live in a small town. I got to have too much around me. Look, man, there is something to be said about keeping your door unlocked, knowing all of your neighbors, the safety of knowing everybody in the town, those quirky little things, man, there is something to be said for it.
So we were leaving, the day we were leaving, and my stepdad let me borrow his truck the whole time I was there. So we were going to fill it up with gas on the way to the airport as a thank you. So we're at the gas pump, we're at Cluckers, and we're filling up the truck with gas. It used to be Paul's Country Store, and that's where I used to get my butter pecan ice cream when I was a little kid.
Yep.
So we're at Cluckers, and there's a guy in a truck next to us, and he's got like a big hitch or whatever. And of course, mom and him start talking. Well, she went to high school with his wife. They didn't know each other. And she's like, tell Molly Sue. I said, hey. And she's like, Sheila Morgan. He's like, oh, remember, have a good day. And I'm just like.
I think the good news and the bad news about those towns is like, you know everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad news is you know everyone.
I would hate that.
Everybody's up in each other's business.
Uh-huh.
It's the Bird Show.
Get it? The Bird Show.